Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. We are just happy to have you here today. Yes, we are just happy to be in the presence of an almighty God. Yeah, he's our keeper. He's our sustainer. Yeah. When we feel that we're hanging at the end of our rope, yeah, and we know we have those feelings. We see so many with those feelings. They're at the end of their ropes. He is the one. He is the one that we can call on whenever we feel hopeless, when we feel that there is no way out. He is an almighty God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He loved us. He loved us when we didn't even know who we were. Glory to God. Yeah, he loved us. We know we always start off with our prayer and our concerns for our communities, our leaders, the nation. Proverbs 18 and 24 says, "One who has friends must be friends." Yeah. "But there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother." Think about that. Closer. Closer than your friend. Glory to God. Closer than a brother. And his name is Jesus. Glory to God. Yeah, yeah. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking you, God, for this moment, thanking you for this opportunity that you alone have given us, oh God. Master, we are just grateful today. We are grateful, God, for all the blessings that you alone have showered on us, oh God. We thank you, Master. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy, God. We thank you for your protection, Master. Hallelujah. Oh, and we thank you for Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, Master, we are just so grateful today for all the blessings that you give us, oh, God. We're able to speak, oh, God. We're able to move our lips, move our tongues, oh, God. We're able to think, oh, God. Oh, Master, we are just grateful today, God. We're able to move our limbs, oh, God. Yes, yes, we're able to go in air-conditioned buildings and air-conditioned homes, oh God. Only you have given us this provision, oh God. And we just want to thank you, God. Thank you, Master. Thank you, thank you. For all your blessings, God. Thank you, God, for our families, Lord. Our children, Master, many times that they don't have a clue, oh God. They don't have a clue of who you are. Master, help us to teach them, oh God. Help us to be an example that they can see you in us. And not only that, God, that we can begin to speak a word to them and teach them about you. Hallelujah. To teach them that they have to pray. To teach them that they have to call on you. To teach them that you're standing and you're waiting on them to have a relationship. Oh, God, with you, Master. Help us to be teachers, oh, God, in our homes, God. Any chance we get, any chance that come across our path every day, help us to have a teaching spirit, oh God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, help us, God, to be used by you, Master. Oh God, to be used for your glory, oh God. To be used to for your kingdom. Oh Master, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus. To look upon this country, God. Look upon the things that are going on, Master. Master, we know that you're looking. You don't slumber. You don't sleep, oh God. And we're grateful. We're grateful, God. Hallelujah. We're grateful for the many things that you do, oh God. Oh, Master. The times that we were in danger, God, you protected us, God. You steered us in another direction, oh God. Oh, Master, when evil was coming our way, God, but you protected us, oh God. You shield us, Master. You shield us from those harsh words, oh God. You removed that stony hearts that were around us, God. And you gave us hearts of gentleness, of gentle hearts of love. Oh, God, we are grateful today, God. Only you, Master, only you can do this. Only you can supply our every need, oh, God. Oh, God, we call on you today. And we thank you, Master. We thank you, God. If we don't ever get another chance, if we don't ever get a chance to utter these words, oh God, we want to let you know right now that we thank you, God. Oh, we thank you for your son, Jesus. Had it not been for Jesus, where would we be, God? We thank you, God. Oh, Master, we are grateful today. Look at our heart, oh God. Our heart, oh God. Oh, God, look at our hearts. Oh, Master, you said that you look at our heart. You don't look at the outer appearance. It doesn't matter. You look at the heart. Oh, God. We thank you, God. We thank you for being a God that you are. Oh, God, we are grateful today. Thank you, Master. Thank you, God. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy. It's only through your goodness and your mercy, God, that we are here. And we want to give you praise, God. We want to give you praise, oh Master. We want to utter praise today, God. Hallelujah. And we thank you, God. We thank you for the opportunities that you have given us, God, to be a voice, oh God, in a dark place, to be a light, God. When there's no light shining, that we can be the light, God. We thank you, Master. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen. I thank God for you. Yeah, and I thank God for you. What a mighty God we serve. Yes, yes, yes. We know that we've been discussing evangelizing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We thank God. We thank God for his grace and his mercies. They're new every day. Every second they're new. Every second it's a new mercy. Glory to God. As we continue to discuss what is required of us from God, one thing that the main thing is we are to do, yeah, the main thing to teach and to preach and to baptize in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. That's the main thing. That's what the main thing is. As we look around, we see many, many, many have fallen silent. Silent. They're quiet. Their lips have gone into a position of tightness. Yeah, the lips are tight. And we ask the question, why? Why? When just the other day you knew God. Why? Why are you so quiet? Why? Are some of us ashamed? Are some of our pastoral departments ashamed? Sad? Depressing with depressing music? Yeah. Choirs? Yeah. Choir members who are really not saved? Choir members who really don't have an inkling of how to have a relationship with a true and a living God? Yeah. Some are straight and some are straddling. Yeah. And we see this. So is this why we're quiet? Is this why our lips are tight? Have we become stagnated? What is really going on? Yeah. So we haven't really come into the fullness of being committing ourselves. We too are playing. We're playing a game. Yeah. We're talking one thing and we're doing something else. So we're in the foretongue. The foretongue. Yeah. So we cannot quote Romans 1:16. We cannot quote it. Yeah. Because we are ashamed. We are ashamed of the gospel. And the question is, why are we in a state of shameness? Yes. Has the enemy come in and made us feel that we are ashamed? Yeah. Has he come in and stole our dignity? Has he come in and stole our relationship that we have with God? And he has put this feeling of shame upon us. Yeah, yeah. So Romans 1:16 says, "For it says, I'm not ashamed." But we are. And we see this. And being shame, we don't talk. We don't have a voice. We don't share. Yeah. We don't witness. Yeah. So the question is, did you worship God at some early state? Did you actually worship him? Or better still, do you know him? Do you know him? Do you know him? Yeah. Yeah. Are you really coming to a place of having a relationship with him? Do you know him? Are you trying to get to know him? Help us, God. Help us. Help us, God. Yeah. Yeah. Now, don't for a moment feel like you're all alone. Because you're not. You're not alone. Many today, for some reason, their lips are tight. They've gone into this state of being quiet. But God is sending a revival of those who want to proclaim and declare who he really is. Yeah. And we can help. We can be involved too. We can be involved. To be ashamed simply means that we are embarrassed. We are guilty because of one's actions, our characteristics. Yeah. Have us ashamed. Yeah, we were remorseful. We're in a repentant state. We're regretful. We're apologetic. Yes. This is something really to think about. God was never ashamed of you. He was never ashamed of you. When you were out doing anything you wanted to do, he was never ashamed of you. He was never ashamed of us. He was never ashamed of us. Never. Yeah. Look at Romans 5:8. Look at Romans. It says here, "But God shows his love for us. In that while we were still sinners," glory to God, "Christ died for us." He died for us. While we were doing whatever we wanted to do. While we were sitting at the bar, while we were having those drinks, while we were dancing on the floor, while we were sleeping around, while we were stealing money, while we were picking up on things that didn't belong to us, he still loved us. Are you listening to me? So why? Why are our lips tight? What has happened to witnessing? What has happened to having a voice for Jesus Christ? What has happened? And so we see here in Romans 5 and verse 8, it says that Paul is explaining to us how God loved us, how he loved us, even when we didn't have an inkling. We didn't have an idea. We were very remorseful. We didn't know who God was, and he loved us. Do you know anybody who loved you like that? No. Even when we were merely doing whatever it was we wanted to do, he was still loving us. Isn't that something? Think about it. Think about that. Who you know would love you like that? But yet and still our lips are sealed. We don't tell anybody about having a relationship with a true and a living God. We refuse to witness. We refuse to talk to a son or a daughter, our neighbor's child. We refuse to have vacation Bible school. We refuse to have home Bible study where we can talk to the teens and tell them about the relationship we have with God, how our relationship started, what God can do if you invite him in. We have gone silent. What has happened? What has happened? Are we ashamed? Are we ashamed? 1 John 3, chapter 3, and verse 16 and 17 says to us, "For we know God loves us. He took our sins, and he took the nails in his hands, just for us, just for you, just for me." And I didn't even know him. I didn't know who he was. What love? What love is this that he would lay down his life for me, for you? And our lips are sealed. We can't talk. We can't even say anything about him. How can we be ashamed? How? How can we be ashamed? How can we be so uncaring? How can we not be concerned about our next brother or sister, our fellow brother? How can we just act like we got it and that's all that matters? Verse 16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." Glory to God, huh? This is the God that I'm talking about. Why have we gone silent? Why aren't we witnessing? Why we don't have witnessing teams? Why we don't pass out tracts? What has happened? Concern about saving souls. Are we? Verse 17 says, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn." He didn't come in here to condemn. Listen to this. "But in order that the world might be free, that we may be saved." That's the purpose. That was the reason why he came in here. For us. For nobody else, but for us. Think about that. Yeah. He was humbled himself. Humbled himself. Glory to God. To die on this old cross. To be whipped all night long. For us. For us who today we sit and we feel we got it. We got it going on, and we don't need to tell nobody else. We have crossed our hands, we've crossed our feet, and we look sanctimonious, and we're not concerned about anyone else. What has happened? What has happened to us? Are we ashamed? of an almighty God who humbled himself for us. Are we ashamed? He was never ashamed of us. When we were doing what we wanted to do, he was never ashamed of us. Glory to God. Never. Listen up. There is no condemnation. Are you listening to me? No condemnation in Christ towards those who walk upright. Now, what is condemnation? What is that? When we say we've heard that for years, people always talk about condemnation. Yeah, in Romans 8:1, it says, therefore there is none, there is no condemnation. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Condemnation, disapproval, criticism. Arrangements. You know, we see this. We see this. We see this disapproval. But our Lord and Savior, he may have disapproved with the sin that we were actually doing, but he loved us. Are you listening to me? Yeah. He looked beside that. He pushed that away, and he looked at us. He looked at our heart, and he looked at our need. Are you listening to me? So why are we ashamed? Why are we living in a world being ashamed of him who has loved us, who has died for us, and we can't open up our mouth and just share the word with one person? Every day, someone new, some way new, somewhere different, to let them know about our loving Savior. Glory to God. Why we can't do that? Because in Christ, there is no condemnation. In Christ, he doesn't condemn us. In Christ, he loves us in spite of. When you were doing your own thing, he still loved you. Are you listening to me? So why are we ashamed? Why are we sitting with our lips tight? Why are we refusing to go and evangelize? Why? Ask yourself, why have I stopped? Why have I become silent? Has the enemy come in and tricked me so great? So now, I don't even talk about Jesus. I don't share Jesus. I just go to church or go to a setting, a Bible class, and I come home and I'm contented. But I don't share him with others. What has happened to me? Why am I silent? Yeah. Why? Why? What has happened to me? Have I been tricked? God does not condemn us. There's no condemnation from him. He never condemned us. Even when we were doing things that he was displeased with, he still loved us. So we, as the body of Christ, are you listening to me? I'm talking to the body. I'm not talking to you who have no idea. I'm talking to you in the body who have gone asleep, who have gotten quiet. Thing has happened. The enemy has come into the camp, and he's robbing us of our witness. He's robbing us of our chance to evangelize. He's robbing us of telling someone about our Savior. Galatians 4:16. Look at that. I want you to get this. Galatians 4:16 says, so So have I become your enemy by telling you the truth? Now, are we concerned about that? Could that be why we are quiet? Because we don't want to have enemies because we stood up and witnessed for God? Listen to that. Galatians 4:16 says, so have I become your enemy. Does it matter? Does it matter? Have I become your enemy by telling you the truth? So be it. If I'm an enemy of yours because I come and evangelize and tell you what our Lord and Savior Jesus says, so be it. Yeah. Why? Because God, the God that I serve, he will send me other friends. He will send me, glory to God, other acquaintance. And not only that, he will pick your heart where you would eventually come around. And when you come around, you will know who I really am. That I'm a child of God. And that's my assignment. That's my job to evangelize. That's my assignment to have a voice and to have a voice to build the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Whether you're my friend or whether you're not, it really don't matter. It really doesn't matter. Why? Because I am a child of the Most High God. That's how we're going to have to get to this place. We're going to have to get to this type of setting. Well, it really don't matter, because nothing really matters, but only what I do for Christ God. Only what I do for him. Somebody could be on their sickbed. Somebody could be thinking about committing suicide. Somebody could be thinking about destroying someone else. But here I come. What a word. What a word. It could be just Jesus. It could be Jesus loves you. Glory to God. It could be a track where they could read it in their own time. Quietness. I could be gone. I don't have to be standing there. I could have a smile. Glory to God. And they could see God in me. I could have the light shine. And we often talk about the light. The light could shine. Glory to God. I could also choose not to remain silent and to use the voice that God has given me to tell men, girls, and boys about having a relationship with him and having victory in him and knowing who he is and what he can do, what power he has over the enemy, and how he can be involved in my life, and how I can lean and depend on him. And I don't have to worry that I could trust him. Yeah. Glory to God. Yeah. That I could call on him. I could call him anytime. And his line is never busy. He will never give me a busy sign, a busy signal, nothing like that. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for your word, God, because we know that your word is true, Master. We ask right now in the name of Jesus, strengthen us, God. Show us, God, how to open up our mouths. Oh, God, help us to have a voice, Master. Unseal our lips. Unseal our hearts, that we can be concerned about those who are lost. Help us to desire to evangelize. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We look forward to having you back here with us on next Friday. And of course on Sunday evenings with God Favorites Ministry with Pastor Vivian George. And we want to remind you to remain blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.